He said, true religion, pure religion, undefiled before God is this. Amen. Now notice what he said in verse 27. I'll read it since I got there. See, there's a religion and there's religion. But he said, pure religion. This is James 1:27. This is not my text. Pure religion undefiled before God and the Father is this. See, some people do things for show, just a pat on the back. Somebody brag on them, what they have done, how much they've given out and all that. But he said pure religion. It's a difference between pure religion, just religion. Undefiled before God is this. He tells us what it is. To visit the fatherless and the widow. How many fatherless people you've been visiting? How many widows you've been looking after? In their affliction while they're going through something. And keep himself unspotted from the world. And don't do it like the world would do it. Amen. Amen. I said all that to say this. So what I want to do in this series, I don't know how many times this may be the last one, I don't know. But I'm just listening. But I talk, we'll continue on talking about the fundamental of faith. So you'll know how to pray. Next Sunday I'll be in another state, not another country, but another state. And I'm going to the Rockies. Amen. So next Sunday if I'm not in Colorado, I'll be well on my way. Amen. So you know how we'll leave the first lady in charge, and y'all know how to take care of y'all. She better not bring no bad report. I know y'all better than that. Y'all are too good of people to do that. I expect this church to be full and just show out while I'm gone. Amen. Just show out. Amen. Make me feel glad and proud. Amen. 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 There are things that hinder people. That's why we preach, teach, pray. And say, there are things that people sometimes are born into. There are things that people get involved and they get caught. But the word of God and the power of God in the name of Jesus can deliver anybody and everybody that will receive it. And Paul said, in 2 Corinthians, and this is why we pray every day, because we are going to talk about prayer in the future and many other things because of what God has done. But what Paul said in 2 Corinthians, I'm going to get to my text here, and I know. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 3, he said, if our gospel be hid, it is hid from them that are lost. See, when a person is lost, you've been in the woods or somewhere and you are lost. You don't know north from south. You don't know east from west. You're just lost. Well, you don't know what to do. You'll go this direction hoping you're right. I went to somewhere. Where did I go? I'm trying to think. I left my car in the at the airport and where they park them. And I can't remember, I flew somewhere. When I got back, because I was gone for several days, and I should have wrote down the level that I parked it on and all of that, the number and everything. I could not find my car for a while. That car was lost for me. And frustration and try to sit in. I said, no, I'm going to find this car. And it took me a while, but you know what? I found it. I was on the wrong level, looking in the wrong place. I was trying to visualize where I parked it. and all that kind of stuff, but it's just good to get direction. I'm saying all this because I want this word to make an impact on you. If you hear God's word, if you let him give you direction, if you let him give you insight, if you let him teach you, he will show you how to go and you won't be lost in life. If this gospel is hid from them that are lost. The gods, Satan prides himself in confusing people and bringing confusion to their lives. So they don't know what to do. They make wrong decisions. They make wrong choices. They do wrong things, cause them all kind of pain, all kind of heartaches and lack, even have them living a lie. They you look around and they don't even believe they're living like that. That's what he wants to do. But God wants clarity. He wants understanding that you are too precious and too valuable to him that he will let you do that when you see it's your choice. But you won't come to him and he'll leave you, do you that way. No, he will not do that. So we asked the question, what is faith? That's what we asked the last time. I'm going to read again, because we're going to give the Bible definition and understanding of faith. And I'm going to teach it like I never taught it before. Okay? Because I want you to hear it like I never taught it before. Because see, don't take that, I know that. Well, just let that lay it aside and listen to what the Lord had to say. Because I promise you something will be said that you don't know. Amen. So what is faith? This is one thought about faith. Faith is how we live in the realm of the Spirit. That's how we live. Hebrews chapter 11, y'all don't have to put that up now. I'm getting ready to go to it. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6 said, but without faith, it is impossible to what? Please him. Now watch. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. He that comes to God, must the first thing he must do is what? First he must do what? Believe. The first thing, once he comes to God, is you're going to travel. If you're going the faith walk, you're going to communicate with God. You're going to know him as your father and all that he had given you. You're going to have to believe it because you can't see it. You cannot contact God with your physical senses. It's going to have to be that faith that he gave you when you got born again. And so this is how we live. In the realm of the Spirit and be successful in our faith walk with God. This is how we live. So what is faith? Let's go to the definition of faith. Hebrews 11:1. Go ahead and put that up. What is faith? Why should I have it? What is it? What is the value of it? Hebrews 11:1. King James, put it up in the King James. What is it? Now faith is. Notice what it says. I heard this many years ago, the late Dr. Casey Price. Some of you know him, Frederick Casey Price. Some of you know him. Well, the first one that I heard teach along the line that was real, really strong. And he would say, now faith is. And he said, you could take the now off and say faith is, you still have it in the present tense.